რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ლაბრაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება პრაღაში. მიკროფონთან არის ოქროპი როხაძე. ჯერ სულ მოკლეთ უმთავრესი ამბები. ევროკავშირმა განაცხადა, რომ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში სეპარატისტების მიერ ჩატარებულ არჩევნები ხელს უშლის მშვიდობას და ბრიუსელი არ ცნობს მას. კანადის თავდაცვის მინისტრის ინფორმაციით, კანადის ავიამოიერეშებმა ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტების წინააღმდეგ პირველი საბრძოლო მოქმედება განახორციელეს. ნიუ-იორკში გაიხსნა ვაჭრობის მსოფლიო ცენტრი 13 წლის შემდეგ, მას მეტად იქ ტრაგედია მოხდა. დახაოს ყოფილი საკონცენტრაციო ბანაკის ჭიშკარი მოიპარეს. ახლა ეს და სხვა ამბები უფრო დაწვრილებით. ევროკავშირმა განაცხადა, რომ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში სეპარატისტების მიერ კონტროლირებულ ტერიტორიაზე ჩატარებული არჩევნები ხელს უშლის მშვიდობას და ბრიუსელი არ ცნობს მათ. ევროკავშირის საგარეო პოლიტიკურმა ლიდერმა ფედერიკა მოგერინიმ 2 ნოემბერს არჩევნებს, რომელიც სეპარატისტულ დონეცკსა და ლუგანსკში ჩატარდა, უკანონო და არალეგიტიმური უწოდა. რუსეთის საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრომ კი განაცხადა, რომ პატივისცემს სამხრეთ აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინის მოსახლეობის ნებას. უკრაინის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკომ დაგმო კენჭისხრა და თქვა, რომ ეს იყო ფარსი ტანკების ლულების ქვეშ მოწყობილი. უკრაინის არმიის თქმით, რუსეთმა დაიწყო უკრაინის აღმოსავლეთის ამ რეგიონებში, რომელსაც პრორუსული სეპარატისტები აკონტროლებენ, აღჭურვილობის და პერსონალის შეყვანა. ინდოეთისა და პაკისტანის პრემიერ-მინისტრებმა დაგმეს თვითკვლელის მიერ მოწყობილი ტერაქტი, რომელიც ორ ქვეყანას შორის არსებულ მთავარ სასაზღვრო გამშვებ პუნქტზე მოხდა და ამჟამინდელი ინფორმაციით სულ ცოტა 55 ადამიანი ამსხვერპლა დაჭრილია, რამდენიმე ათეული პირი. პაკისტანის პოლიციის ინფორმაციით აფეთქება იმ დროს მოხდა, როცა ასეულობით ადამიანი ლაჰორთან ახლოს გამართული სამხედრო აღლუმიდან ბრუნდებოდა. რადიო თავისუფლების პაკისტანური სამსახურის თანახმად, თალიბანის რამდენიმე დაჯგუფებამ იკისრა პასუხისმგებლობა. კანადის თავდაცვის მინისტრმა განაცხადა, რომ კანადის ავიამოიერიშეებმა ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტების წინააღმდეგ განახორციელეს პირველი საბრძოლო მოქმედება მას შემდეგ, რაც გასულ თვეში კანადა შეუერთდა შეერთებული შტატების მიერ წარმოებულ სამხედრო კომპანიას. რუმინეთში საპრეზიდენტო არჩევნებში გამარჯვებულის გამოსავლენად მეორე ტური ჩატარდება. 16 ნოემბერს გაირკვევა, ვინ შეცვლის რუმინეთის პრეზიდენტის პოსტზე ტრაიან ბასესკუს, რომელიც 10 წელია ქვეყნის სათავეშია. ნიუ-იორკმა პირველად 2001 წლის 11 სექტემბრის ტრაგედიის შემდეგ კვლავ ამოქმედა ვაჭრობის მსოფლიო ცენტრი. შენობის და მიმდებარე ტერიტორიის მფლობელი კომპანიის ხელმძღვანელმა პატრიკ ფოიემ განაცხადა, რომ ვაჭრობის ცენტრის კვლავ ამოქმედება უდიდესი წინგადადგმული ნაბიჯია. ნიუ-იორკის ჰორიზონტი კვლავ სრულია, თქვა მან. 2001 წლის 11 სექტემბერს ორი სამგზავრო თვითფრინავი შეაჯახეს ტერორისტებმა წყვილ შენობებს და 2700 ადამიანი დაიხოცა ტრაგედიის დროს. უნივერსიტეტის აუდიტორიაში ყოფნისას ესროლეს და მოკლეს ავღანეთის სამხრეთის ყანდარის პროვინციის გუბერნატორის მოადგილე 32 წლის აბდულ ყადიმ პატიალი. პრეზიდენტმა აშრაფ ღანი მომხდარს ტერაქტი უწოდა. შემთხვევას მთავრობის წარმომადგენლები გამოიძიებენ. მოიპარეს ყოფილი საკონცენტრაციო ბანაკის დახაოს ისტორიული ჭიშკარი. ნაცისტური პერიოდის ლოზუნგით შრომა ათავისუფლებს. დახაოს მუზეუმის ყარაულებმა დილით შენიშნეს, რომ 2 მეტრის სიმაღლის და 1 მეტრის სიგანის ჭიშკარი გამქრალიყო. მიუნხენის მახლობლად მდებარე ეს ბანაკი 1933 წელს გაიხსნა. იქ მოთავსებული 200,000 ადამიანიდან 40,000 დაიღუპა. ინფორმაცია საქართველოს შესახებ. საქართველოს თავდაცვის მინისტრი ირაკლი ალასანია დარწმუნებულია, რომ სამინისტროს და შეერაღებული ძალების გენერალური შტაბის დაკავებული თანამშრომლები უდანაშაულო არიან. ჩავხედე საქმეს და იმ მასალებს, რომლებიც ჩვენ გაგვაჩნდა და კიდევ ერთხელ ხაზგასმით მინდა ვთქვა, რომ აბსოლუტურად ბოლომდე დარწმუნებული ვარ ჩვენი ბიჭების უდანაშაულობაში, განუცხადა დღეს ჟურნალისტებს ირაკლი ალასანია. მან იმედი გამოთქვა, რომ უახლოეს ხანში გადაწყდება საქმისთვის საიდუმლო გრიფის მოხსნის საკითხი და გამოძიება გამჭვირვალედ წარიმართება. თავდაცვის სამინისტროს და შეერაღებული ძალების გენერალური შტაბის ხუთი მაღალჩინოსანი პროკურატურამ 28 ოქტომბერს დააკავა ბიუჯეტის კუთვნილი 4,102,000 ლარის გაფლანგვის და მითვისების ბრალდებით. ეს იყო ახალი ამბები რადიო თავისუფლების ეთერში. ჩვენი მაუწყებლობა გრძელდება.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
Welcome once again to the Soul Lounge. Tonight is all about new music. During the first half of the show, I've got the latest from Faith Evans, B.O.B., and Tamar Braxton. Later on, we're going to move the party to the VIP room, where this week's On the Rise artist, Timothy Bloom, is going to treat us to a performance. But before we get into all of that, I've got to give you this. Yet another single from Mary J. Blige's highly anticipated album, The London Sessions. The single was co-written by Sam Smith. It's got this old school kind of bluesy feel to it. And if this is a taste of what we can expect on November the 8th, well, it's going to be a great day for music. Here's Mary J. Blige with Therapy inside the Soul Lounge.
The rest of my days unhappy. Why would I spend the rest of this year alone when I can go therapy? When I can go therapy? When I can go therapy 2 times a day? Why would I spend the rest of this week so bitter? And all that listening is making you bitter too. When I can go therapy, when I can go therapy, when I can go therapy 2 times a day. I don't wanna be around me, and I don't blame you if you're blocking all my calls. Been no one since I've been sleeping soundly. Most nights I lie awake between 2 and 4. Work is stressing me out, and after all this time, it's still never enough. Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone when I can go therapy? When I can go therapy? When I can go therapy 2 times a day? I care more about what you think than I care about the music. When I get cross with you, I'm surprised you care at all. I figure if I had a lifetime, long time left, well, shame on me if I don't get to use it well. Yeah, I'm stressing you out, and at the way it's going, you need it more than me. Why would I spend the rest of my days unhappy? Why would I spend the rest of this year alone when I can go therapy? When I can go therapy? When I can go therapy 2 times a day? Someone help me, turn me round. I'm a victim, hit me down on my own voice, turn it down.
It sounds so good.
You should know now.
from Rochelle Jordan. Now, although many of you may have never heard of her, she's been around since 2011 when she dropped her first single, Rojo, and it created quite a bit of buzz around her. Then in 2012, she released Pressure, which caught the attention of MTV and Vibe magazine. Now, she cites Aaliyah as one of her biggest musical influences, and like her idol, Rochelle was given the opportunity to work with producer Timbaland. She was one of the top five finalists for the Team Up with Timbaland contest, and as such, they hit the studio together and came up with the cut you just heard called So Good. And it is indeed. Coming up next, Timbaland's partner and a legendary producer in her own right, Missy Elliott, who is teaming up with Faith Evans. You remember her, right? Biggie Smalls' ex-wife, Puffy's Lady of R&B on Bad Boy. Well, she is back with the new album, which is due out on November the 24th. It's called Incomparable. And here is the single from that project, I Deserve It, inside the Soul Lounge.
Exclusive. Hey, yo, Faith. We about to make it hot, baby.
Make it hot.
Woo!
Make it hot.
New Faith, baby.
We gon' make it, make it hot.
Y'all ready?
We gon' make it, make
Woo!
It hot.
Let's go.
Everybody's looking for their one and only love. And I'd be a fool to settle for someone that isn't good enough. If you're gonna love me right. Woo! If I played a fool too many times. Woo! If you're gonna love me, love me good. Or I'll find another man who will, baby.
The girl I need is worth it.
Oh.
It's not the best cause I deserve it. Just hold me down,
hey, we gotta be perfect.
Cause a girl like me is worth it.
Right, you don't need no Oscar, baby. I ain't flawless, but that no one priceless. The way you get your own, turn me on like a light switch, make them say, whoa. See, I'm attracted to the top notch, and you, a girl like me, I like a tall dog, and you, keep it 100, then we straight. The S to the H to the A to the R to the A to the R to the A.
My man smooth like butter, and his voice got bass. What a mighty good man, I keep his lips on the leash. When we in the scissors, I keep the miz. I got me sweating out my trizz. I keep not perfect, but he worth it, and he got that big old
kiss.
Sex so good, I make him come back. You know, man, you don't sleep for taking his zap. We be zap, then we just sit back and relax. I always hold it down for my nigga, bring the beat back.
A girl like me.
Make it hot, I make it hot.
Woo!
Make it hot, I make it hot.
Woo!
Make it hot, I make it hot. I make it hot, I make it hot. I make it hot.
Soul Lounge.
Woo! Woo!
You won't be mine.
You will.
Even if it's somebody else's, but not for long.
conundrum. Cause I'm your type.
You know.
You got the wrong impression. Conundrum.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow. Maybe at the club, maybe at the bar. I wanna show you off like a trophy car. Cause anything's better than nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing on you. I just wanna show you a table for two. All you did was go on a date with a dude.
What?
You know he don't fit, he ain't tailored for you.
What?
You be selling, cause he sold a brick. Has he ever wrote a hit on some poetry?
Nah.
That's who you chilling on the sofa with. I ain't tripping in a minute, it'll be over with. Aye.
You will be mine. Even if it's somebody else's,
Come not for long. Yes, together, hell no, they can't stand it. I wonder if you're matching your bras with them panties. A gorgeous skin tan, hit them all and do damage. The way she hit the high note, we all gon' have Grammys. It's marble, not granite.
Tip-tone.
From the counter to the shower for an hour. Superpowers, that's that mojo.
Yeah, baby.
Austin Powers, search real. I'ma pop up in your browser. Hey, so go on, get your body wet. Panties off, we ain't made it to the lobby yet. Put you on gang, girl, so it's obvious. I give you the word if you ain't got it yet. Bobby.
You will be mine, even if it's somebody else's. Come out for long.
Right.
Come out for long. Cause I'm your type, girl. You got the wrong impression. Come out for long. Come out for long.
Be like I told you so.
You will be mine,
be my girl.
Even if it's somebody else's,
even if it's somebody else's.
Oh, girl,
you're not for long.
Cause I'm your type,
girl.
You got the wrong impression. You're not for long. You're not for long.
Baby, not for long.
But not for long.
Rapper B.O.B. along with Trey Songz, Not For Long is the name of that cut. B.O.B. is in the studio working on his fourth album, still untitled, and we're still not sure when to expect the entire project. But I'll tell you this, I really like that single. And that was Trey Songz providing the hook. And he is actually up to something very, very cool. Now, he's about to turn 30, and to help celebrate the milestone, he's setting up a special charity program for the month of November. It's called 3030 Acts of Kindness, and he is encouraging his fans to count down the days by doing at least one act of kindness per day. Now, he's recommended a few things like helping single moms or going to volunteer to hospitals, but he is also leaving it up to you, should you choose to participate, to find something that would really be of benefit. All right, now don't forget, we're going to be heading into the Soul Lounge VIP room in a little bit for my interview and an intimate performance with singer Timothy Bloom. He's my November pick for Artist on the Rise. You're going to like him. I am certain of it. But until then, let's keep going with the music. Up next, Tamar Braxton's latest featuring Future. It's called Let Me Know inside the Soul Lounge. Don't forget now, you can reach out to me anytime on Twitter. I am at VOA Lady DJ. You can also find me on Facebook. Just search VOA Lady DJ and the number one. Up next, here's Guapale with her latest called Hey Boy inside the Soul Lounge.
I'm so elated, hope the feet don't touch the pavement, if the love don't play the field, then I'm with you. Anticipating all the ways and jump crazy to the moon and beg you, babe, that's what you do. Ooh, and we don't need to be between the lines, between the lines. Ooh, maybe I can feel what's on my mind, what's on your mind. Hey, 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 boy.
Who's a bad girl?
You want it and you know what to do. I'm not trying to wait around. I can see you want it and you know what to do. I'm not trying to wait around. Come on, admit it. I got your heart up in the ceiling. In a minute, love will take us through the roof. I must confess that this connection's something special. Ain't no question, but don't try to play it cool. Ooh, and we don't need to be between the lines, between the lines. Ooh, maybe I can feel what's on my mind, what's on your mind.
Music is the language of the soul. From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Hello there, how are you? It's Shauna Renee, and welcome to the VIP room inside the Soul Lounge. I am so excited to bring you another artist who is on the rise. You definitely want to make sure that you add him to his playlist. Timothy Bloom is here with me today. Hey, Timothy.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Welcome to the Soul Lounge.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, you are here at our studios in Washington, D.C., but you've traveled a little ways. You're based in L.A., right?
Yeah, right in L.A.
Yeah. Where are you from originally, though?
Military kid. Mm-hmm. My dad was in the military, so I was born in Texas. We traveled from Alaska to Tulsa to North Carolina. That's where I was pretty much bred, in North Carolina, raised there.
So. Okay. Did you live anywhere overseas? I know a lot of military families will sometimes be based.
Actually, before I was born, they lived in Germany. But after I graduated, I moved to Germany for like a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did I read correctly, though, that one of your parents was also a church leader, a pastor?
Yeah, my parents are pastors.
Both of your parents mm-hmm. were pastors. Were they pastors, like, in the military? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I also read that in your house, I guess because of that, like, it was all gospel music. Like, there was no secular music.
All gospel music.
Yeah?
Yep.
So I want to let you tell the story because I've read so many, like I've read books and had interviews with folks and they say that's how it was in our house. However, I found way to listen to what I wanted to listen to. So I imagine because as we will hear a little later on, you are influenced by other forms of music mm-hmm. that growing up you found ways
yeah.
to listen to other
Absolutely.
Kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we were growing, I mean, from the Clark sisters, the William brothers, to like Shirley Caesar, like that was
in
it.
The house.
That was in the house.
Okay.
They were very, very strict. I was the rebellious child, mm-hmm. you know, so, I mean, I just remember the one time where I was kind of like fed up. We were in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I packed a little, you know, runaway bag, and I was running away, and I took my mom's keys. I was a little kid.
Ooh, you were bold.
Yeah,
okay.
I went to the car, and, you know, just cranked it as much as I could where, you know, the battery comes on and the lights come on and I'm able to hear the radio. And the first song that came on was Bob Dylan, Lay Lady Lay. So I was like, oh, wow. And I just sat there and I, you know, just, you know, listened and got lost in it. And then I started flipping through channels and listening to all this music. And I just always wondered, why couldn't we listen to this type of music? You know, it's just all about love. What's wrong with it? You know,
So how old were you at the time?
I think it was like around 7, 8.
Okay. So you had a very basic understanding mm-hmm. then yeah. of what it was. But if you could describe, like, what was it about that music? What was it about that particular song by Bob Dylan or anything else that you heard that just resonated with you?
I think it was more the tone, the sound. You know, when you hear gospel music, you hear gospel music. You know it's gospel music. And like the first record was Lay Lady Lay, Lay Lady Lay, and it's just like, wait, what's this? You know, and I think for me, it tugged on my heart a little bit, and I just wanted to listen. Mm. And then Michael Jackson, and then all that stuff. You know, you start to hear, and then you start hearing about Prince, and then you start hearing about groups like High Five and all that stuff. You know, so it's like, let me listen.
Oh, now did your parents know, or when did they discover that you were doing this?
My older brother started watching music videos when my mom and parents when they would go to work. So when we would come home from school, he just has the music channel on the whole time, and we got caught. And my mom came home early, and she's like, "Oh, okay, so this is what you guys do when I'm not here, you know?" So they found out. You know, obviously we're getting older, and so.
So then talk to me about that transition from just kind of falling in love with music, because I think we all do that. We're all fans of mm-hmm. music, but not all of us are musicians.
Right.
So when did you discover that about yourself?
Well, I mean, I started playing drums. From then on, I wanted to, like, you know, do something inside the church that had a musical instrument. So I started playing the drums when I was like 8, 9 years old. And from there, my mom was playing piano in the church because we needed a piano player. And then one day, like, she came home from her piano lessons, and I just started to pick up everything she would play on the piano by ear. So that's when I started to play the piano in the church. And, you know, my dad would take me to all his sermons and stuff like that, and I would play. So now he's the musician, so we're going to have him in the church every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, right? So,
it paid off.
Oh, it definitely paid off.
Probably in more ways than one.
Oh my gosh, in so many ways. I just started to gain a level of, you know, respect for the music and a lot of musicians. This one guy, he used to play organs at the church by Anthony King, and oh my gosh, like that, I just sat under him and just pretty much studied everything that he would do on the organs, on the drums, the pianos. It was phenomenal.
Mm. And so many, especially soul and R&B artists, so many of them come from the church, and we hear it all the time. It sounds kind of cliche. Like, of course you started singing in the church, but I think people don't realize how talented so many of the folks who are in church just for that purpose are there. I mean, they're there. And I asked the artist Avery Sunshine, mentioned this in an interview that we did before about the difference between singing in the church mm-hmm. and singing sort of secular music on stage. And, you know, we know what the physical difference is, but like how it feels. Mm-hmm. Do you feel a difference?
You know, like singing, you know, like a church song and doing the stuff that I do on stage, it's all the same thing because I want to pull from the same spirit that, you know, when I write these songs, I know it doesn't come from me. It comes from a higher power. So like when I'm on stage, like I like to tap into that spirit, you know, and I feel like the music, any genre of music is called gospel. It's the good news. If you're spreading good news, for me, I think it's gospel music, you know. So there, I don't think it's a difference, you know, because I'm not, you know, trying to talk about anything else but besides either it's love making, trying to fix relationship. I had a bad time in a relationship, but it worked out eventually, you know, later on down the line. And my objective is to remain positive in the music that I'm doing and trying to put out. So, like, I don't feel a difference.
Mm-hmm. And you are a songwriter. You write mm-hmm. almost all of your stuff. And you've written for other people. Did I read that you've written for, was it Smokey Robinson mm-hmm. and Ne-Yo?
Yeah. So my first major big situation was with Smokey Robinson. I wrote
Your first major situation was with Smokey Robinson. Mm-hmm. That's something to say.
It later on down the line, I was in, you know, placed in situations where Ne-Yo got a hold to one of my tracks and a production, and we won a Grammy on his Because of You album. And then later on, I wrote and produced a record for Chris Brown on his Fame album, and we won a Grammy for that.
So we have a multiple Grammy award winning songwriter inside the Soul Lounge right now.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, all right. Only the best, right? Okay. Well, why don't we hear something? Since we've got you in front of the keyboard, what are you going to play for us?
This is the single that I have out right now. There's a video with Herbie Hancock. He's playing my father. And I'll do a rendition of that.
Okay.
That's cool.
Please do. There we go. Timothy Bloom.
Right there, out far in the distance, I can see it so clear, it's what I've been missing. I'm like a rolling stone, it's coming down heavy, just to get to your love, baby, you better get ready, cause nothing's gonna get in the way. The wheels are turning, still determined, I'm running through harder days. Afraid I might lose my mind and do something crazy. Pull the moon down out of the sky and say you love me, baby. I'm like a raging sea, the scorch of a summer. Nothing like the devil, but I'm bound to take you under. Nothing's gonna get in the way. The fire's burning, it's what I'm yearning. Running through harder days. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Thank you, Timothy Bloom. So the album is out now. It is self-titled.
Yeah.
Timothy Bloom. Now, this is your second project because you had an EP, right? That was released 2010?
Yep. 2010, I had an EP called The Budding Rose that came out under Interscope.
Okay. And if someone wants to find it, it's probably still on iTunes
still
and all that. So then let's talk about the difference between that. 2010, here we are now, 4 years later. What's the difference between the music, the artist?
Well, this time around, like, I mean, granted, I've been blessed to be a part of, like, a major situation, you know, with the likes of Jimmy Iovine, Andy Slater's, the your Timbaland and Polo the Don. And I just learned a lot about the business, you know. And so when we parted ways, I was able to, like, sit back, reflect, and just become more free in what I wanted to do without being boxed in or with all these cooks in the kitchen trying to, you know, add the different spices. You know, some spices were perfect, some spices were just unnecessary. So, but now, like, in even an independent situation, it's just more freedom. I'm able to do what actually I love to do and not be put in the box or be set in some genre they're trying to box me in. So, you know, and for me, there's a variety of things that I love doing. I'm influenced by a lot, from your Jeff Buckley's to your Marvin Gaye, your Al Green's, your Nina Simone's, and I like to influence those things inside the music. So that's what pretty much you hear. So you have a variety for everybody that wants to, like, hear different types of music in this one album.
So because you have so many different influences, do some of them influence your songwriting? Some of them influence your musical sound? Is it a combination of all of that that goes into what you're doing?
It's pretty much a combination of everything, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, simple, super. It's like a rainbow of colors, like a rainbow of music. Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to the writing, though, because I'm fascinated by writers. I think songwriters are phenomenal in their ability to be so open and vulnerable about their own experiences. But I'm also amazed at their ability to write songs for other people. And I'm wondering, is it more difficult for you to, let's say, write a song for a Neo or with a Neo or Chris Brown than it is to write one for a Timothy Bloom or reverse?
Well, the interesting thing is, like, every time I get in these type of situations, they always ask me to write a Timothy Bloom song. So it's almost, it's like, do you. Go and write whatever comes out. And, don't think about me or the artist, because even with Chris Brown, when he asked me to write a record, because he wanted to use one of the songs off of the Budding Rose EP that came out. And but obviously we couldn't do that. So I was like, I'll write one for you. But in that time, I was going through something, you know, not thinking about Chris. Mm. So, and then all of a sudden, I sent it over and he loved it. So it was perfect timing.
I think that's what the beautiful thing is, like, about authentic songwriting. It's like we all go through the same things.
Yep.
They may look slightly different, but if you're really being honest, then anyone could take that song and find a way to relate it to whatever their experience.
Absolutely. I
think that's the beautiful thing about all music, but especially like soul music and R&B music. do you have a muse, or is life your muse, or
everything around me? Everything around me is pretty much my inspiration. I pull from the skies, it comes down, you know, so yeah, everything around me, life definitely is the muse.
Do you like get into a quiet room and light a candle and write, or, you know, are you the one like writing on the toilet paper when you sit
like
in the bathroom?
That's where my best songs come from, is ironically in the bathroom for some strange reason.
Right.
But, you know.
That's where my best questions come from. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, I mean, we could be in here right now and, like, something will spark and I'll just immediately, if I have something close by, I'll either jot it down and get it out, you know, before it goes away, because creativity goes quick. So.
And, yeah, I find that to be the case for a lot of people. They say if you don't get it,
it's
like,
gone.
They'll wake up in the middle of the night and writing stuff down, like, on the end table. Yeah, definitely. All right, let's talk a little bit about soul music. Now, again, it is impossible to box you in because you are inspired by so many things. But one of the things I think that you do is perform soul music, what we consider that. And there's been a lot of talk recently about the viability of this thing that we call soul or R&B or neo soul. And I've asked almost everyone where they are in that position. Is it still vital? Is it still alive? Is it still real? Or, as I think it was Tank said one day, it's dead, forget it, let's find something else.
I think it's still alive. I think it will always be here. Like, if you're in your true self and you dig deep into your core, mm-hmm. your soul is going to come out. You know, some people are just on the surface. They don't, I'm kind of like, you know, an introvert. Like, I like to dig deep and then sing out. You know, not just sing out and then trying to find it later. Like, everything, you know, comes from here for me.
Okay.
So I can only speak for myself, you know, because
sure.
when I'm on stage, like, you know, I like to dig deep inside my soul. That's my soul. Like, you know, like, and if people like to call it soul music, yeah, because I'm really digging deep into my true core, my true self to bring forth life and to the music, you know, because I feel like without that, the music would be dead. You know, if we're not coming from your true self or your true core, you know, so I think it's alive. I think people just need to dig deep within themselves to bring it forth.
Mm-hmm. And being an independent artist like you and so many others, it gives us as music lovers an opportunity to hear more mm-hmm. because it seems like you have the ability to just put the music out. If you want to put it out on YouTube or just put it directly to iTunes or whatever it is that you're using.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people like, you know, that are giving them they're giving their all, you know, and that, I feel like that's the soul. That's the soul, you know, and sometimes, you know, you don't see it because it's not exposed to music lovers, you know. Well, luckily now you can go to a YouTube and find your independent artists or your underground artists that are like really keeping the soul music alive and really coming from this thing right here,
mm-hmm.
and it's just pouring out of them. Like, you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell when a person has that true soul when mm-hmm. it pours out. You start to get those chills.
Yeah, the goosebumps. Yeah, definitely. Performing live. Now, obviously, because we make a lot of money when we perform to large groups, we like to perform to large groups. But all that aside, because you have a way of connecting, like even as we sit here and you sing, you have this way of connecting with the audience. Do you prefer a smaller, more intimate group, or do you like the larger crowd?
It's very interesting.
Does it matter?
It does matter. It does matter because
okay.
I know being on, like, I was on tour with Ledisi and I was on tour with Janelle Monae and Fun and all them. And, you know, those were big crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can feel the people's energy and it was like, okay, I can get on stage and everything's cool. But, like, small, like, you know, like, bam. Oh, my God. Why am I so nervous? I'm just shaking. Oh, my God. I'm still the only one person.
Right.
Know? So... But you can feel that one person's intimacy and energy, like, so quicker than that big, large of a crowd, where it makes you nervous because there's an extreme connection, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you don't know what you're fighting against.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I like it all. Like, it just, you know, makes me stronger. Just to
okay. Okay.
So.
Well, we have a pretty intimate setting here inside mm-hmm. the VIP room,
yep.
so why don't we go ahead
I'm nervous.
And have you go relax, take a deep breath, and we'll hear something else. So what are we going to hear now?
We'll play, so this is a song called Diamond.
Okay.
It's called Diamond in the Rough. Well, not Diamond in the Rough, but I mean, it has that little line in it.
In the concrete jungle, I like to play, yeah. Danger all around me, where is my prey, yeah. The pain is bittersweet that ends in sorrow, oh, 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 oh. Protect your heart and mind and we'll see you.
my diamond, diamond in the rough. Safely put away in my pretty piggy bank. Yeah, she's my diamond, the sparkle in my eye. Worth more to me than any money could buy. Bye. She's my diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond. My diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond. Break me off a piece and watch my profit. Oh, grow to love me unreligiously. Spare no winter feelings for my fortune. Protect your heart and mind and we'll see through. The snakes are proud to get you. Whoa, she's my diamond, diamond in the rough. Safely put away in my pretty piggy bank. Yeah, she's my diamond, the sparkle in my eye. Worth more to me than any money could buy. Bye. She's my diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond. Oh, come, 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 bow, shine. My diamond, my diamond, my diamond, diamond, diamond. She's my diamond.
All right, Timothy Bloom, I like that one. That's a good driving music, you know, window down. That's nice, right? Singing about me. All right, so I would be remiss, because I think when we talk about artists, we've got to talk about the music, but aesthetics play a really big part in all artists. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, like, looking at the bling. Like, talk to me about what you have around your neck.
Well, it's not really bling.
I know, I'm just fooling. Yeah.
Well, these are all, like, you know, handmade pieces that over the years I've just kind of collected. Mm-hmm. From people's energy. Like, I was walking through New York, and I mean, obviously, it's the eye of the clock here, which is the face of time. This is half of a face, mm-hmm. and there's the clock here.
Okay.
So we're, I mean, the face of time, right?
Oh, okay.
This is Let Peace Out, Rafi, the designer, with the Bullets of Peace.
Mm.
And this is a friend of mine who handmade this in L.A. That I got, and these are all just, you know, actually this ring right here, my grandmother passed this year, and she was buried in purple. Like, all her kids had all these purple ribbons to pretty much, you know, royalty, remember her by. And before I left to the funeral, a friend of mine, actually this lady I just met, she's like, oh my gosh, there's this ring I want to give you, right? Didn't pay her no mind, went out to Mississippi and buried my grandmother. Came back and she gave me the ring. I was like, thank you. I'm still mourning, not even looking and paying attention to the ring whatsoever. Mm. A friend of mine comes to my house. We're doing landscaping in the backyard and something says, look down. So I look down and there's this purple ribbon sitting outside of the backyard. And then the voice inside me says, look again. So I looked and I looked at the ring on my finger and there's this gold stone. Just, I mean, not gold, but this purple stone just sitting on. Right. The ring, and I'm like, oh, wow,
yeah,
she's here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, everything represents, you know, things I've, you know, just picked up.
Well, it's amazing how energy. I mean, I wear a ring actually right now that my grandmother gave me, and so it just, it carries energy and it kind of puts you and keeps you in a good place. Mm-hmm. So,
your grandmother and my grandmother are chilling right now, watching
probably orchestrated this whole thing up there in heaven. Like, we ain't got nothing to do. Let's get these two kids together. So, all right. Well, before we go, I play this game with every one of the artists that I come in. They get nervous, just like you did, but don't. It's going to be really simple. Feel free to say it or play it, and it's what's in your ear. So we're going to start off. Let's say it's a Sunday afternoon, and, yeah, you're out in the backyard doing some landscaping or cleaning or whatever the case may be. What are you listening to?
Biggie Smalls.
Okay. That was quick. Okay.
I am.
Yeah? All right.
Loud and loud. Very loud.
Oh, your neighbors love you, don't they?
Mm-mm.
No? All right. So it's... it's Friday night, and, you know, everybody's off work. You had a couple of drinks. You in the booth, chilling. Things are real nice. What are you playing?
A little jazz, a little Miles, Coltrane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, we all listen to music. Well, some of us will listen to music when we feel down, when it just seems like things have gotten to be too much. We're overwhelmed, and we just need that something to kind of lift us out of that fog. Who or what usually helps you do that?
The one song that helps me do that is that Pharrell song, Happy.
Yeah.
I get happy every single time I listen to that song.
Yeah. Isn't it incredible how powerful that song is? It's so simple, but that probably will go down in history as the most popular song ever. I know.
I know. I mean, just being honest, that I could play that song, bam, everything's okay again.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Timothy Bloom, thank you so much for being here inside the Soul Lounge. And thank you so much for being here with us. I would love it if you could just play us out with something.
Mm.
Yeah, whatever you want. Thank you.
You want me to sing too?
Yeah, I do.
I had a conversation with myself, going back and forth, picking the pieces apart, lining them one by one. This made me realize that what's inside me is breaking me down. I've got so much to give and little to show. And if loving me now is my mistake, then I'll give it all up before your heart starts to break. It's not you. Possibility.
Special thanks to Timothy Bloom. Make sure you visit his website, timothybloom.com, for more information on how to get the album and where he'll be performing. And if you want to see Timothy and me inside the VIP lounge, make sure you log on to voanews.com/soul lounge for the video, which we should post very, very soon. I can't wait to meet you here again next week. But until then, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
თავისუფლება უსმინეთ ჩვენს პროგრამებს სადაო საკითხებზე.
ეს იგი როზა ლუქსემბურგის ოცნების შრომის კოდექსი არის შესული.
სინამდვილეში ეს არის ქართული ოცნების ამორჩეულთა საოცნებო შრომის კოდექსი.
და გადაცემებს საკითხებზე, რომლებზეც მოქალაქეთა უმრავლესობა თანხდება.
ჩვენ გვინდა საქართველოში აბავშიროთ ევროპული ტიპის დემოკრატია.
ევროკავშირსა და ნატოში ინტეგრაცია არის ჩვენი სტრატეგიული არჩევანი.
რადიო თავისუფლება ობიექტური მაუწყებლობა.